Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Tuesday, December the 9th, 2025, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. With that said, I'm going to let him pick it up. Joe, what's on our agenda here?
Well, just take a look at your daily news, and it is Israel, that's why the Israel, Venezuela, back and forth, and that includes the Ukraine, and it's just this three-ring circus that's going on. And of course, the sadness of it all is the number of Palestinians that have been murdered, innocent civilians. They set out, it's typical to set out water, something to eat, and they'll have a little kid go out and get it, and they'll shoot the kid in the back. I watched the video of that. That's genocide anywhere you look. And, of course...
What's the numbers at now, about three million dead?
Oh, no, I don't know. I know it's not 3 million, but it's getting up there. I can't remember what the casualty rate is, but it's usually a bunch. I mean, the Israelis are doing it for one purpose and one purpose only, and it's for greater Israel, which is to extend the borders up to Iraq, all the way down to Saudi Arabia.
That's true.
And into Egypt. And that's what it's all about. And Bibi Netanyahu controls Trump. That's just the way that it is. That was the meaning of that video they took of them sitting at the table. Bibi Netanyahu sat down in the chair, and President Trump pushed it in. And so it was to tell you. And they brought Bibi Netanyahu's in a bag, gave it to Trump to do his washing. In other words, that you're going to do what you're told. And that's the story of Trump. And Trump is absolutely 110% controlled by the Zionists, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is controlled. David Brock says it, and William McKinnon said it the same thing. They are oligarchs themselves, billionaires. And Trump belongs to the mega, spelled M-E-G-A, mega boy.
Not M-A-G-A. M-A-G-A stands for Make America Great Again, but M-E-G-A stands for what? The mega group.
I don't know. Mega, I would say that they're talking about large. But, what's his name from Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, the owner, I forgot.
He's the owner. He's the one that started initially the mega boys, but they include all kinds of billionaires. And, well, look at Sheldon Adelson's wife. They gave $100 million to the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going away. And Trump is not, as certain other commentators on the internet, Trump is under their thumb, period.
You know,
the same thing in other words, what's happening in Venezuela, Trump is doing it as you can guarantee it, he's doing it as he's told by these mega boys. That's what they're doing. And so the thing of it is, we pay the price, they get the money.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
You know, Bibi Netanyahu, you know, is under, he's still in court right now. Been there for what, 6-8 years, something like that? On these bribery charges, about 6 bribery charges, I think it is. One of them is Larry Mizell bribing him to sell the Bank of Israel. Goes way back. Bribery charge, or excuse me, no, I'll take that back. It was on the oil leases on the Gaza. But the Bank of Israel, he bought it back, God, 2006, I think it was. And the other president got nailed and indicted and put in jail over that, selling the Bank of Israel. So now he opened up locations, about 18 of them across the United States, and that way he can money launder, narcotics money laundering, like he does through HSBC, bank largest in the world, controlled by Great West Life in Denver that Millman, my ex-father-in-law, created from the corporation that was the Canadian's largest bank that Meyer Lansky had. So it was Morgan Incorporated, passed on to my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Millman, and then it passed on to Larry Mizell. And Mizell did such a great job of killing people, about 150 of them, with John King buried in mass grave down in Juarez, Mexico, of people that were in Colorado that got in their way and wouldn't sell their business or their land or whatever.
Let's not get away from the point.
The point is that Mizell, Bibi Netanyahu's under indictment from a bribe of Larry Mizell getting the oil leases on the Gaza Strip. The oil is out there, heavy oil. Anyway, so I thought I'd bring that up because it's, you know, how deep does this go with Trump if he's controlled by this fucking punk in Israel and he's partners to Mizell? Now I'm seeing a pattern with, you know, being infiltrated with Debbie Davis and with the FBI and being monitored. And folks, I want to tell you, what they've been doing to me and smacking me was with an energy weapon. And I figured out how they're doing it. And I've changed things. So I haven't been being knocked down.
Let me interrupt you. Let me keep on talking. I got to take care of this call.
Okay.
Just keep on talking.
Okay. But they hit me with an energy weapon, and they knocked me down, and it caused broken collarbone. And they hit me with an energy weapon, and it knocked me backwards into a table and broke four ribs. And then they hit me twice again and banged me right as I'm stepping into my bedroom, and I hit my head on the fireplace. And I also had to have surgery where they knocked me down and I hit my throat on the cabinet and it developed a tumor underneath my tongue. This is all since I filed my grand jury demand back in April the 4th or 6th to appear before the grand jury to return $100 trillion to the American people that were stolen by the group in Denver. Now, they also control BlackRock and Blackstone. BlackRock was created with drug money from Silverado and Neil Bush. And anyway, there's 700,000 apartment units that can be confiscated, put back in U.S. Treasury. Blackstone and BlackRock both are a subsidiary company, drug money, because it was operator of drug money. The government can confiscate that. Now, I filed that. I've never seen anything. And I'm like General Flint. I got a videotape of him in the past couple of days where he's saying, I'm tired of hearing about somebody going to indict somebody and we don't see him getting arrested. We don't see any indictments sticking. He says, the way I would have done it, I would go in there immediately and get them all. Get them all. He says, take them down. He says, I've been in that position. And remember, he was fired illegally because he was going to arrest Mueller for the fake Russian dossier, okay? And the guy that worked for him was Super Spook Otis Johnson, my good friend, and he told 007 Otis Johnson, and he was murdered, and I talked to him on his deathbed. He said they got me with sonar. They hit him with the satellite, like they're poking on me and 10 million people in the United States every night, and it breaks down your immune system. But they're using energy weapons, and I got two incredible videos I'll be posting up with the show. But they are an expert, a reporter. I met her years ago, talked to her, didn't meet her. But she's really dug up some great witnesses that worked for the government, CIA people, and others that have been hit with these energy weapons, and it causes brain tumors, and it causes other things. Now, a friend of mine, Charlene Renee, has a brain tumor. She's a whistleblower, okay? She's a whistleblower of her uncle burying bodies in some river up there when she was 17 and had to run away from home. Anyway, she's been a target, and they're shooting her, and she has the proof and evidence on videotape of new cameras that she installed in her house security system that took it, showing a cop next door shooting her fucking laser beams underneath her fence and over the top of the fence and off the house and out of trees. Now, they brought a warrant, they call them, in Virginia, where you can make a complaint and they issue a warrant and you're supposed to show up for court. Well, she showed up for court and she had all of her evidence and they're trying to accuse her of doing something that she hadn't done. And then she put her house up for sale because she hadn't lived in it in a year because of it being shot. So, because it leaves red marks around her, makes her sick around her neck and around her legs and around her wrists and so forth. So she's not in her house, hadn't been. So she's someplace else in hiding. But here's the point. She decided to put her house up for sale. She's got a sign out in the front yard. They put a sign in the side yard. Somebody painted the paint on the sign in the side yard to cover it up. But in court, other than court, after she proves her innocence and proves that she'd been a target by these people for years and shows the evidence of the laser beams and all the other and recordings and other things she had. Anyway, she said, I'm having to move. I got my house up for sale. And the judge says, do you have it up with the realtor? She says, yes. And this guy stands up and before he asked her that, he says, I want to buy her house. She's got it up for sale. That's what it's all about, because it's R2 zoning, and the cop, his wife is a beautician, so they can use it for a shop down there. That's what it's all about. Well, anyway, the judge says, have you got your house up for sale? She says, yes, sir. With the realtor? Yes, sir. He says, if you want to buy her house, you contact the realtor. But this is the kind of stuff going on. They weaponize, but I got two fantastic videos, Joe, I've found in the past day or two, and I'm going to have them up there. And this is people from the FBI, people from the CIA, people from the Justice Department talking about the weaponization and how they're using beams to shoot people with. They got them parked all across America on telephone poles and shit. Are you there?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
I can hardly hear you, buddy.
Okay, go ahead.
I can hardly hear you. You're going to have to get closer. You're losing your voice. Okay. Well, anyway, I thank you for doing the show, Professor Joe. We'll talk.
Okay.
Okay.